Wishing up the sky.
Rama, Rama, Rama. Yeah. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
door flaming on day, hallelujah. Thy door a flaming on day, hallelujah. Thy door a flaming on day, hallelujah. Nama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Shri Shri Gaurani Thai Ki
Jai
Shri Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai
Shri Brihad Bhagavatam Rita Ki
Jai
Gaur Premanande
Ki
little talk on Haridas Thakur by Ekalavipu.
We'll sing Kuchai Radhamana.
Jai Radhamana Kunjagi
Hare Hare Sapari Raj Vicharya Astutashishimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Vrajakacharya Astutashita Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Ki Jai Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Brihad Bhagavatam Rita Ki Jai Shishi Gorni Thai Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Astasakis Ki Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Shri Shri Praladna Singhadev Ki Jai Tagore Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru, Shishi Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Can you move this?
Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today we're welcoming the wonderful deity of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur and the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So before we just start, we'll chant little Mangala Charan. Om Jnana Tremandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svavarantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandikamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyatadishatarine Vancha Chalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Mataji's taking photo one more time. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Any time, any place, any circumstance, the chanting of the holy names is always auspicious. So before I begin speaking, I'd like to express my special gratitude to Radhika Nagara Prabhu and his Dharmapatni for having us over in their wonderful ashram for this very beautiful ceremony of inviting Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur to come and reside here and bless this residence, as well as having beautiful new edition of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And of course we have so many wonderful devotees present here tonight, which are also lending so much beauty to the atmosphere. One time Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, and he was on tour with his devotees visiting the new Palace of Gold. And the devotees were building the Palace of Gold all by hand, and they had no experience doing this kind of thing, but just because of their love and devotion, Krishna was guiding them within their heart, Dadami Bodhi Yogam Tam, how to do this wonderful service. And one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam that the palaces in Dwarka are decorated with jewels, and the jewels illuminate the palaces. So should we bring jewels and illuminate your palace of gold with these jewels? And Srila Prabhupada pointed to all of his devotees and said, actually, my devotees are jewels, and they will illuminate the entire world. Haribo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we feel so fortunate to be here in Sri Mayapur Dham, where we have approximately 5,000 devotees living here, and the place is just glowing. There's so many jewels here. And I feel so fortunate to be in all of your presence this evening. Thank you for having me. I feel very humbled to be speaking in front of so many exalted luminaries. And I beg all of your blessings that I can speak something for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we're discussing about the glories of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he displayed the topmost crest jewel of all Vaishnav qualities, and that is humility. So in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 8, Lord Krishna states, Amanitvam Adamvitvam Ahimsakshantir Arjavam. And he goes on to make a list of 20 items of knowledge. And the first one, Amanitvam, is humility. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that humility means not being eager to receive honor and respect from others. So this is one of the very beautiful qualities of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur that enabled him to constantly chant the holy names. He was chanting 300,000 names per day. It would take him around 23 hours. That's approximately 192 rounds per day. I've heard of some devotees chanting 192 rounds in one day. They were inspired by Haridas Thakur. Actually, a couple of years ago during World Holy Name Week in Bombay, there was a congregation. They woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning together, and they stayed awake all day and chanted until 11 o'clock at night. And more than 65 devotees together, each of them chanted 192 rounds. So it is possible for one day, but Haridas Thakur was doing it every day. You know, it's really, really amazing. Lord Nityananda, he said about Haridas Thakur that some devotees, they speak perfectly, and other devotees, they act perfectly, but Srila Haridas Thakur is speaking perfectly and acting perfectly, and therefore he's the greatest devotee.
So how is it possible for Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur to chant so much every day and display so many wonderful qualities and preach so effectively? It's because of his quality of humility. Trinadapi sunichena tururapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That one should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, being devoid of all sense of false prestige, not desiring any respect for oneself, being more tolerant than a tree, desiring to give all respect to others. And in such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And this is what Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur was actually doing. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we'll try to discuss just a few points from Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur's Leela. It's a tremendous ocean, his pastimes. We only can speak a few drops of that ocean due to our limited capacity, but we'll do what we can. And I want to try to focus on this quality of humility, because we see that this is the fuel that fired Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur and his exemplary practices of devotional service. So one time Lord Krishna was herding the cows with his friends. And they were having lunch, they were enjoying themselves, and then the cows wandered off somewhere, and the cowherd boy said, "Where are the cows gone?" And Krishna said, "Don't worry, I'll go and find them." And carrying a little fruit and yogurt in his hand, he went out looking for the cows, and turns out Lord Brahma had taken the cows and the calves and put them in a cave. And then when Krishna came back, all the cowherd boys were also gone. And Lord Brahma had stolen the calves, and he'd stolen the cowherd boys, and everyone was gone. So then we all know the story, how Krishna expanded himself into all the calves and into all the cowherd boys. And for 1 year, this was going on, and it was very blissful, because the residents of Gokul, they were all happy because now all of a sudden Krishna was their son. And all the cows were very happy because all of a sudden all their calves were Krishna. So it was very, very blissful. But it was blissful for everyone except for one person, and that was Lord Brahma. Because when he figured it out, you know, then Krishna shows his four-handed forms, expands everything, and Lord Brahma is completely bewildered and realizes that, oh, I made a big offense against Lord Krishna. And he's apologizing to Lord Krishna. And then he says, you know, I really would like to participate in your Leela as when you come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but please don't let me be so puffed up again. Please let me take a humble position. So then Lord Chaitanya arranges that Lord Brahma would take birth as Haridas Thakur, and he was born in a Yavana family in the Muslim community, which among the Hindus is considered very low caste, low class. So then in this way he could hope to sustain his humility. One time, I'd just like to share one personal story. I was in Chopati. I stayed there for 2 years as a brahmachari. My photograph came on the front page of the BTG magazine, playing my trumpet. Radhanath Swami Maharaj came to me and he said, "Ekalavya, I see your photos come on the front page of BTG." I said, "Yes, Maharaj." And he said, "Do you carry a copy to show your friends?" I said, "No, Maharaj." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Maharaj, I may become puffed up." He said, "Really? You mean you're not already puffed up?" So in this way, the Krishna and the Vaishnavas, they help to deflate our pride and help us to cultivate humility. So Lord Krishna arranged this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela that Haridas Thakur, he would take birth in the Muslim family with the hope of not becoming puffed up, of being humble. So then we see in Benapole, it was a forest, that Haridas Thakur was living in this forest. He was living in a little hut, and every day he was chanting all day long his 300,000 names. Now, he was becoming quite famous and people were giving him respect. So the zamindar, the landowner, Ramachandra Khan, he became very envious of Haridas Thakur. So he wanted to make him fall down. So he called all the prostitutes of Benapole and he says, you know, I really want to make this Haridas Thakur fall down. And they were nervous because he was like a big sadhu. They did not want to cause his downfall. But the youngest and most beautiful, her name was Laksha Hira. Lak means, you know, 100,000, and Hira means diamond. Because the price to enjoy with her was 100,000 diamonds. So she had this name, 100,000 diamonds, Laksha Hira. And she said, I will cause his downfall. I will make your plan successful. So then Ramachandra Khan was very happy. And he said, I'll send one constable with you. And as soon as you enjoy with him, then we can arrest Haridas Thakur. So then Laksha Hira, she said, no, let me enjoy with him one time. And then the next night you can send the constable to arrest him. So then Haridas Thakur was chanting there. She came just at dusk as the sun was starting to set. The birds were singing. There was a beautiful sweet breeze blowing with the scent of jasmine flowers in the air. And she approached him and first offered her obeisances to the tulsi plant. And then she revealed part of her body to him. And she said very sweetly, O Thakur, you are very young and handsome, and I am also very young and beautiful. Surely it is the will of Providence that we should enjoy together. Please satisfy my desires. So then Srila Haridas Thakur said, yes, my dear lady, I will certainly satisfy all of your desires, but I have taken a vow to chant a certain number of holy names this month, and I have not yet completed my vow. But stay with me all night, and then surely by the end of the night, I will complete my vow, and then we can enjoy together. So all night long, Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur was chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare.
The sun began to rise. Laksha Hira, she was in anxiety. Haridas, you promised me you would enjoy with me. Haridas replied, I am sorry. I could not complete my vow. But please come back tonight, and I promise you that tonight I will fulfill all of your desires. So she went back to Ramachandra Kaviraj, gave her report, and said, don't worry, tonight I'm sure that Haridas will be mine. Again, she returned that evening, offered her obeisances to the tulsi plant, and sat with Haridas all night long while Haridas was chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
again the sun rose. Haridas, again you have not fulfilled your promise. Haridas replied, I am sorry. Again I could not complete my vow. But I promise you, please come tonight and surely I will satisfy you. Again she came that night, offered her obeisances to Tulsi, sat with Haridas all night long as Haridas Thakur chanted, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And by the end of the night, from hearing this, the chanting of the holy names from the lips of the pure devotee, Haridas Thakur, the prostitute also began to chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The sun rose, and Lakshahira fell at the feet of Haridas, and she said, Oh Haridas, I'm so sorry. I came here to make you fall down on the wish of Ramachandra Khan. Please forgive me. Please accept me as your disciple. And Haridas Thakur replied that, I knew the first day when you came here that you had come to make me fall down. I could understand Ramachandra Khan's plot against me, but I stayed here just to deliver you. And with tears in her eyes, she asked, please initiate me, please instruct me. So he told her, go back to your home and give away all of your wealth to the brahmanas and put on a simple white cloth and then return and shave your head, not required for all the ladies here, and then return back to the kutir and continue to chant here. And don't worry about your maintenance. Krishna will take care of you. So she did. She followed his instructions. She shaved her head. She gave away all of her wealth to the brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. She put on a simple white cloth. And she came back and sat and continued chanting. And Haridas Thakur left that place. And the fame of this former prostitute, she became fully reformed, fully saintly. And news spread and people came from far and wide to have her darshan, and they would always bring some fruit or some vegetables so that she, or some grains, so she could have some prasadam. So this is another example of Haridas Thakur's wonderful humility, that he did not curse this prostitute, but instead he stayed and he saved her. And after she became a great Vaishnavi, he did not stay around to get the credit, you know, that he immediately left the place. If he had stayed there, everyone would have come and worshipped him as the great Upa Udarika, as the great savior, as Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen. But instead, Haridas Thakur left that place, and she stayed there, and she continued chanting 300,000 names per day. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then Haridas went to Fuliagram. And this is the place very near to Shantipur, near the place of Advaita Acharya. And he would associate with Advaita Acharya. They became very great friends. And some say that Advaita Acharya initiated Haridas Thakur. So there was a cave there, and Haridas Thakur stayed in this small cave, and people would come and see him. And there was also a big poisonous snake living in the cave. And the fumes from the poison were coming out, and people were feeling very inconvenienced coming to this cave. It was very difficult to breathe. And they were afraid for Haridas Thakur's safety. What if the snake killed Haridas? So they told him, you have to leave this cave. So then Haridas, he agreed. It said, all right, because the snake is here, because you're in anxiety, I don't want to displease the Vaishnavas. If it is your desire, I will leave. And just at the moment when Haridas Thakur was ready to leave, the snake slithered out of the cave, never to come back. Because Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sanyavisto, Krishna is in everyone's heart, including the heart of the snake. And in this way, Haridas Thakur retained that bhajan kutir in Fuliagram. So many people were starting to come and see him. We see also Raghunath Das Goswami. He came to meet Haridas Thakur at that time, and he was so much inspired by Haridas Thakur that later he became the great associate of Swarup Damodar and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the six Goswamis. As a young boy, he was very much inspired by Haridas Thakur in Fulia. So many people were coming, many people were inspired by him, but the many Muslims were envious and many Hindus were also envious. And they began blaspheming him and complaining about him. And the Muslims, they even went to the Qazi and they complained to the Qazi that this is a Muslim and he's chanting these names of these Hindu gods. This is blasphemous. He's born in a very high class Muslim family, but he's taking up these low class rituals of the Hindus. Please do something. So the Qazi arrested him and he took him to the jail. And in the jail, all the prisoners were there and they were so miserable because, you know, the people in the jail, they're mostly pious people because the Muslim government was arresting all the Hindus and throwing them in the jail. And they were suffering like anything. But they heard, Haridas is coming. And said, oh, when we get the darshan of a great saint, Haridas, then our lives will become perfect. So then Haridas came. And they were so excited to see Haridas. They were like, please bless us. Please give us your mercy that we can be released from this jail. And Haridas says, I give you my blessing that you, for the rest of your life, remain as you are. And they were like brokenhearted. Oh no, Haridas, that's not the benediction that we want. We want to get out of jail. So then Haridas says, I mean that you should always stay as you are, always desiring to have the blessings and mercy of Vaishnavas. Don't worry, very soon you'll get out of the jail. So then they were satisfied, they were peaceful. Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur was brought to meet the Nawab. Nawab is like the governor. It's like the big important person. The Nawab says, Haridas, so many people are complaining about you. The Muslims are saying that, you know, you're chanting these names, these Hindu names. And the Brahmin caste community, they're also complaining about you. The Hindus are complaining. They say you're loudly chanting the holy names, these mantras. These mantras, they claim, are meant to be chanted silently. And by chanting them loudly, you're diluting the strength of the names. They're becoming impotent. And you may wake up Vishnu, and Vishnu will become angry and destroy everything. So like this, the Muslims were upset, and the caste brahmanas were upset, and they were all complaining to the Qazi and complaining to the Nawab. And the Nawab said, please, Haridas, just, you have come from such a wonderful Muslim birth. Just read the Quran. Just preach from your own scripture. Just chant the prayers from the Quran. And everything will be fine. But if you don't give up the chanting of these Hindu gods and these Hindu rituals, we're going to have to punish you. So please stop. But Haridas Thakur said, there's no way I can stop chanting these holy names. And if someone becomes a Muslim, and that is inspiring to them, or if someone becomes a Hindu and chants Hindu names, what is the loss? And Nawab said, I'm warning you, Haridas, if you don't stop chanting these names, then we're going to have to punish you. We're going to have to kill you. And then Haridas said, you can cut my body into 1,000 pieces, and each piece will individually chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Nawab told the Qazi, you do with him what you want. So the Qazi called for executioners, big, strong men with canes and whips. And he said, you beat him in 22 marketplaces until he's dead. So the executioners, they grabbed Haridas, they dragged him through the streets, they were blaspheming him, they were insulting him, they threw him on the ground in the marketplace, and they began beating him, and beating him, and beating him. And the people in the marketplace, they knew Haridas is a great saintly person, said, please stop, he's a great saintly person, I'll give you money, please stop beating him, or beat me instead, stop, stop. They tried to stop the execution. The executioners just took these people and threw them aside and kept beating Haridas and beating him and whipping him and insulting him and spitting on him. And then they dragged him to the next marketplace, again beating and beating and beating. And then it went on marketplace after marketplace after marketplace the whole day. And the executioners were becoming exhausted. And whenever they looked at Haridas, Haridas was just looking at them so piteously as if he felt sorry for them. And all the time, Haridas Thakur continued chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare. Finally, they came to the last marketplace. The executioners were depressed. They were discouraged. They were exhausted. They said, Haridas, please, I don't know. No one has ever survived more than 3 or 4 marketplaces. But you've survived all the marketplaces. We don't understand. And if we don't kill you, the zamindar and the qazi, they'll kill us. We have to do our job. Haridas, what can we do? And with great compassion, Haridas Thakur looked at them and said, if my life is causing you inconvenience, then just see how I die. And he sat down in asan and he meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees have mystic cities, shutting down his respiratory system, shutting down his cardio system, everything shut down. It was like if he was in a hospital connected to all the equipment, the information coming in the machines, it would just go, it would go straight line. And he lay down and there were no symptoms of life left in his body. And the executioners were so happy. They picked up the body of Haridas. They brought him before the Qazi. And then the Qazi said, what should we do with him? And he asked the Muslim, should we burn him? And the Muslim said, should we bury him? And the Muslim said, no, he does not deserve to go to paradise. And he asked the Hindus, should we burn him? And he said, no, does not deserve to be burnt. What should we do with him? Just throw him in the river like some garbage. So they picked up the body of Haridas and they threw him in the river and he began to float downstream. And then after some time, he revived his life symptoms. He swam to the shore. He went back to Phuliagram. Now, if we had just been beaten in 22 marketplaces and thrown in the river, you know, probably we would swim to the shore and run away. But he swam back and went back to Phulia and right into the main marketplace and began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then the Qazi saw him and the Nawab saw him and the executioner saw him. They all offered their obeisances to him, said, you're a great saintly person. Please forgive our offenses. And this way the fame of Haridas Thakur continued to spread far and wide. And then Haridas Thakur came to Navadweep, here to Mayapur. He was doing kirtans at Srivasangam, Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And one time in the house of Srivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his Mahaprakash Leela. And he was calling all of his devotees to come and ask for benedictions. So he called for Haridas Thakur and he said, please take some benediction from me. Please accept any benediction. So Haridas Thakur, he said, if I were to accept a benediction, the only benediction I want is that birth after birth, I can take the remnants, the Mahaprasadam of your devotees. Even let me be born as a dog or an insect near the house of your devotees. Then I can get their Mahaprasadam. That is the only thing I want. Now, if the Supreme Lord offered us any benediction that we wanted, would that be the benediction that we ask for? The humility of Haridas Thakur is just on another level that we cannot even imagine. Although we see some devotees of the Hare Krishna movement also exhibiting some special symptoms. The other day, just a couple of days ago, I went to get Charnamrita in the back of the Panchatattva temple. And you know how you go, one, two, three, and then wash your hands, right? A devotee had come with a 1 liter Bisleri bottle to get that hand wash water, where devotees wash their hands and mouth, and he filled it up. And I said, what are you going to do with that? And he said, I'm going to drink the whole thing. I was like, wow, you're one of the most intelligent devotees I've ever met. Also has a lot of faith, and also has a lot of humility. So we see this wonderful quality of Haridas Thakur, his extreme humility. So then Mahaprabhu was offering him this benediction, and then he also was sharing with Haridas. He said, Haridas, when those Mohammedans were beating you, I was praying, I was ready to destroy them with my Sudarshan Chakra, but you were praying for their welfare, so I was unable to do anything. So despite being beaten by these executioners, Haridas Thakur the entire time was just praying for their welfare. And then Mahaprabhu took off of his cloth, his upper cloth, and showed so many dark bruises where Mahaprabhu had been beaten because he took the beating on behalf of Haridas Thakur. So this is such a wonderful pastime which shows the love of the Lord for his devotee, Haridas, that he would take the beating on his behalf. And later, Haridas Thakur traveled to Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya in Puri, and he offered his dandavats from a very far distant place in the dust to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, where's Haridas? And they said, he's far away offering his dandavats right in the dust. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was respecting that mood of Haridas Thakur, this extreme humility. He said, if I go to the Gambira, I will contaminate the place. Such humility. He never complained about never being allowed to go inside the Jagannath temple. He just stayed nearby at the Siddha Bakul. And we have wonderful deity of Haridas Thakur here, is carved out of that same Siddha Bakul wood where Haridas Thakur stayed. And all of us, when we visit Puri, we can go to Siddha Bakul. And last time I went there, I went up on the roof, on the terrace of the ashram in Siddha Bakul, and from there you can see the chakra of Jagannath's temple, which is the same view that Haridas Thakur would have. He would just sit and meditate on the chakra at the top of the temple, which is non-different from Jagannath, and constantly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to have loving exchanges with Haridas Thakur by daily bringing Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath's temple and presenting it to Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So we see also in our disciplic succession, our line, wonderful devotees exhibiting this quality of humility. Our own very dear Abhay Charna Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he never took credit for any of his incredible accomplishments of spreading the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. He would always give the credit either to his Guru Maharaj or to his disciples, these young boys and girls who are helping me spread Krishna consciousness. So we're very, very fortunate. We should be very grateful to be connected to Haridas Thakur through this wonderful disciplic succession. And we have great inspiration from Haridas Thakur. We should follow his footsteps, try to cultivate some humility, and constantly chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 R
or questions? Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
Do you perhaps know if this Kazi who was punishing Haridas Thakur is the same as Chand Kazi? Or?
Is it the same as Chand Kazi? I don't know, but I don't think so. Because our Chand Kazi, he had the dream after breaking the Mridanga, and Mahaprabhu and Lord Nrsingadev came in his dream and scratched his chest, and then he awarded his insignia to the devotees, said, "I will never disrupt the Harinam movement again." And that was here in Navadvip, because Chand Kazi Samadhi is very close by here in Simantadvip. And this Kazi was in Fuliagram. Fuliagram is a short car ride away from here. It's also the place where our beloved Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he left his body there. So he had to drive a couple of hours, you know, to reach there. So it's a bit of a distance away. In those days there were no cars. So I believe it was a different Kazi. Kazi is like Nawab is the government, the governor, and the Kazi is like the district magistrate. So it's like district town, Fulia district and Navadvip district. Is that all right? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question. Yeah. Is anything known, or how much is known about Haridas Thakur's childhood?
I was reading this morning about, he was born in Bangladesh, in what is today Bangladesh. And what the account that I was reading was explaining that he was very scholarly. You know, he was like very educated, and he was, you know, very, very learned. Mm-hmm. And from what I understood from what I was reading this morning is he picked up Vedic literature like at a young age, you know, at a fairly young age. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Prabhu, could you explain, and you spoke in the beginning about humility.
Yeah.
You emphasize humility. So why is it that through chanting one becomes humble?
Why is it through chanting
through
one becomes
chanting
humble?
That you have that you gain that quality of humility.
Yeah. So humility is a quality of the soul, and because of our conditioned nature, that humility is covered, and that humility is contaminated to become false pride. Like I told that story about myself and Radhanath Swami, why aren't you already puffed up? You know, we're all puffed up, everyone in this world. We have this quality of being envious of Krishna, envious of each other. So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that by chanting, Cheto, the consciousness, Darpanam, the mirror of the consciousness, Marjanam, becomes cleansed. So by chanting, we cleanse the mirror of the heart, and that humility begins to shine through. The rain in the clouds is clean, if there's not a lot of air pollution. And when it comes down to the ground, it becomes muddy. So then we want to, you know, evaporate that water from the mud again. It should become clean, go back in the clouds again. So our consciousness is also originally clean. We have that humility, but because we come in contact with material energy, it becomes muddy. It becomes contaminated with the modes of material nature. So we practice devotional service. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. By engaging in bhakti yoga, avyabhicharena, unceasingly, constantly, sagunan, those gunas, samatityaitan, we go above the gunas, we go above the modes, brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So by chanting and by engaging in devotional service, we cleanse the mirror of the heart and we can go, we can transcend the modes of material nature and attain back to our original consciousness, which is that of loving Krishna. And loving Krishna implies humility. So by engaging in devotional service, we cultivate humility. By chanting, we cultivate humility. And also humility is required to chant. It's like an inverse thing also. Both sides are required. We need devotional service to cultivate humility, and we need humility to cultivate devotional service also. That's why this Trinada Pisuni Chaina verse is so important. And we see, because Haridas Thakur has attained humility, therefore he can chant constantly. Does that make sense? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
We have had more chanting and then prasadam.
Okay. Śrīla Nāmācārya Haridās Thakura ki jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Tai Gaura Prema-nandī.
Yeah.
Thakur ki, Shri Shri Gaurani Thai ki, Shri Shri Prahlad Nisingadev ki, Shri Shri Pancha Tattva ki, Shri Shri Radha Madhava Astasakis ki, Grantarai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Brihad Bhagavatam ki, Brihat Bhagavatamrita ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Tagore Premanande.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. So we'll have a little prasada now.
Mahaprasade Govinde.
Mahaprasade Govinde.
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave.
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave.
Swapa Punya Patam Raja.
Swapa Punya Patam Raja.
Vishvaso Naiva Jayate.
Vishvaso Naiva Jayate.
Sai Radha Vinjandraha.
Thank you.
Does everyone have prasadam?
No, anyone is swallowed or something, please.